Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. This is Jonathan Strickland. I'm a writer for How Stuff Works, and with me is Chris Paulette, editor extraordinaire.
Hi there.
And we're going to give you a quick update on some of the video game systems that are out right now because of the Electronics Entertainment Expo that's going on. There's been a lot of announcements, so we want to catch you up on what's going on.
Yeah, this year's E3, as it's known, is scaled down a bit from years past where the public was invited. It's more of a press and industry only event. But this year's big story is that there's really no big story, no new consoles to announce, no new game with some kind of massive new controller that you have to buy. It seems like a lot of things are improved. Sony and Microsoft both announced larger hard drives and new models. But other than that, the consoles seem to have legs. They're going on the way they have been, just with brand new titles and enhanced versions of older titles.
Right. Yeah. It's really all about incremental improvement this year. And of course, all three giants, we're talking about Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo here, are all claiming that they are going to dominate this year. But, I mean, what else are you going to do at a press event?
Of course.
So let's talk a little bit about some of these improvements. So we'll start over with Microsoft's Xbox. So the Xbox 360, a lot of the improvements they mentioned refer back to Xbox Live, which is their online portion of their console system. That includes things like you can now go online using the web and shop at the Xbox Marketplace and buy games and other applications and download them directly to your console. It's kind of like a TiVo thing where you would log in and shop around for television shows and tell your TiVo to record them. Same sort of thing. You don't have to be at your Xbox to do it anymore.
Yeah, and now they have a partnership with Netflix. So if you have an Xbox Live Gold membership, you can stream movies directly through your Xbox 360, which is a nice feature, although you can't, you know, download them directly to your hardware.
That's true. Although there is one other kind of cool feature. You can now play games from your hard drive. You can actually
copy games onto the hard drive, which decreases load times. You still have to have the disk in the game system to play it, but it means that your load times are much shorter. But let's move on to one of the others. Let's talk about Nintendo for a little bit.
Yeah, Nintendo, of course, has been selling like hotcakes. Their Wii has been flying off the store shelves.
Yeah, you can't find them anywhere.
No, they're very, very hard to find still. And, I think people expect them to come out with some brand new, feature or device like the balance board that came with Wii Fit. But this year, they're coming out with two new games they announced, Wii Sports Resort, which has a Wii Motion Plus. It plugs into the back of the Wii remote and gives it some added functionality regarding motion and how it detects what you're doing. They also have Wii Music with more than 50 instruments that you can play. You know, the music games, Rock Band and Guitar Hero, still very popular. So that's Wii's unique entry into that market.
Right. And then there's also the Wii Speak, which is a microphone application that will specifically work with an Animal Crossing game that's coming out for the Wii, but hopefully will be used in other games and applications further down the road. And just for you guys to know, the most anticipated game announcement is the Clone Wars, because I want to play with lightsabers. But let's move on to the third biggie, Sony. Now, Sony's big announcement was mainly the new model that's going to replace the 40-gigabyte model. It's an 80-gigabyte model. It'll cost about $400. That'll come out later this year. But they had some other interesting information. By the way, people who are waiting for Sony Home, you're still going to be waiting a while. We don't have any date on when that's going to come out, but it is still in development, so it should be coming.
I just hope that the price decreases enough where I can buy a PlayStation 3 and get a Blu-ray player and get to play my Ratchet and Clank games that I used to play on a PlayStation 2. They announced a new Ratchet and Clank title with a pirate theme.
Yes, Quest for Booty.
So I'm excited about that.
Right, and there's going to be a whole slew of downloadable games. Actually, downloadable content is going to be big for PlayStation. They are also going to allow users to download movies and television shows from a certain group of providers and producers. But you get to actually download those. You get to store them on your PlayStation and watch them whenever you like. You can purchase movies and television shows, unlike the Xbox version where you're streaming.
Yeah, I bet the Sony fans were really excited about the new Final Fantasy game.
Oh, I'm sure they were, especially when they heard it's also premiering on the Xbox.
Uh-oh.
I hope you guys can sleep at night.
Well, that about wraps it up for this podcast. We have tons of video game articles on the site, but to get started, if you're really interested in learning more about some of these consoles and games, you can read How Video Game Systems Work. That's available right now at HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.